Hello, Vet Blast podcast listeners. Did you know that we are officially less than a month away from our next Fetch conference in Kansas City, Missouri? Join us August 23rd through the 25th for a weekend full of networking opportunities, lectures from key industry leaders, and three unique hands-on labs. On Friday, don't forget to join the DVM360 team, faculty, fellow attendees at our Fetch Block Party at No Other Pub in Kansas City Power and Light District to enjoy music, beer, wine, and bar games. Admissions is included in your registration, but please RSVP by adding this to your registration. Our conference in the Jazz City is not one to miss, so register and secure your spot today using the link in today's show notes. Enjoy the episode!
Hello and welcome to the Vet Blast podcast. I am your host, Dr. Adam Christman, Chief Veterinary Officer here at Fetch DVM 360. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Vet Blast podcast. Veterinary medicine is always evolving and changing, and as well as the technology. And joining us today is the one and only Baron Schultz from Schultz Technology. How are you, my friend?
Great, Doc. Good to see you.
Good to see you as well, and great to have a good conversation about technology and how it's evolving, and specifically to the listeners. You know, we talk a lot about workflow inefficiencies and better customer service, and how does that envelope into patient care and greater outcomes, and we're going to chat about that. So a little bit of information about our wonderful friend Baron. He is a graduate of Valley Forge Military Academy and graduated from St. Joseph's University with a bachelor's degree in finance. And in 2000, Barrett started his own IT business, wanted to make a difference in the way people understand and shop of all aspects of the IT world. And then 24 years later, he has a successful nationwide company that is considered a one-stop provider for all IT needs. And this includes IT managed services, help desk support, backups, VoIP phone systems, which I don't know what that means, but it sounds important, telephone integration software, security cameras, access control, voice and data cabling, fire and security system. My gosh. So the list goes on. Schultz Technology works with a variety of companies, large and small, and specializes specifically in veterinary practices. And if you've ever been to one of our Fetch shows, you know that you've seen Baron and his incredible team there representing and supporting the education, which is so important to our listeners and to our colleagues in the vet space. And I do want to thank you for a really elevating veterinary medicine the way it should be. So thank you for all your support.
Oh, thank you, Doc. Appreciate that. And thank you and your incredible team to the Fetch shows. And we have a great time there meeting people and helping. And our biggest thing has always been, we want to be educators. You know, I always tell people, of course, I want your business, but I want you to walk away from a conversation with myself or anybody on our team, understanding how important technology is, how it can make the clinics more efficient, more secure, better client relations, and just the overall, you know, aspect of your clinic and the day-to-day, you know, running of your business.
Right. Yeah. And so to that end, so what are some of the biggest changes that you've seen in the vet space? You've been in this business for a long time. So what are some of those changes that you've seen over the last 20 years?
Well, Doc, you know, walking in clinics 20 years ago, no one thought they needed technology or phones or cabling or any of that. Now fast forward, you know, 24 years later, and I think the practice managers, the doctors, owners, all understand how important every aspect of technology is, whether it's phones or cabling, just your practice management software, making the team more efficient. So the biggest changes we've seen, especially lately, Doc, a lot of people are going from, you know, server-based PIMS to cloud PIMS. A lot are still staying. So I'd say it's probably still 50-50. You know, mm-hmm. There's a lot of still server-based, which is fine. It's personal preference. We've seen a huge jump in VoIP phones. That's with the VoIP that you were talking about.
Wow.
So phone systems, because they're more manageable. They give you more flexibility. They let the clinic be more ability to let people work from home if they need to, but there's apps for the doctor. So if you need to call a client back and you're at home, it's going to show the clinic phone number. We have our Fetch It software that integrates with the PIMS that will pull a blue or red bubble up and let you automatically pull the client record up. So that's saving the CSRs, you know, a couple minutes per phone call. And I'm answering the call already knowing Mrs. Smith's name, and I have her record in front of me. And, you know, what a lot of people are starting to talk about along with AI in the workplace, but also security in the workplace.
Yes.
Whether it's physical building security, i.e. cameras and panic buttons for your staff, or security for your network, whether it's a correct firewall, antivirus, ring fencing, stuff that will block intruders. So there's been a lot of changes, especially the last, you know, 10 years, but especially since COVID, we've seen a lot more areas where we want to make the CSRs a lot less crazy with all the clients they have to deal with since they're on the front lines, right? We want to make them super efficient. So that's where we really strive, and the clinics are starting to see that how important technology is.
You know, I just want to pause for a second because I think what you're talking about with that phone system is truly a game changer, because now I feel it's one of those things when you realize you have like a smartphone, you can't live without it. And when you have a client that's calling and you see all that information come up and it brings it up, I'm like, how the heck did we practice without this, you know?
Yeah. Well, and that's how, where it started. A DVM friend of mine, his biggest complaint, he had 7 practices in Memphis, and his thing was, I hire a new CSR. The first thing they ask is, have you ever been here before? And crazy Mrs. Smith goes, I've been here 20 years. How do you not know me? Oh my God. Like, you know, what's wrong with you? You know?
Yes.
And so now you've started that client facing connection on the wrong foot. Right now, the CSR can see the bubbles pop up, and if it's a blue bubble, it's associated with the record in whatever PIMS you have. They click the bubble and instantaneously see the records there. So now I've started that client handoff very nicely. I'm answering, hi, Mrs. Smith. I see you saw Dr. Christman. How's Fluffy doing? And now Mrs. Smith, like, they love me. They know me there. You got to go to my vet. They understand. They see me. They know me. I don't even have to say who I am. They have no idea what you're doing in the background, but now you've made that client so much happier.
Yeah.
And then for the practice managers and owners, we give you, there is reporting. So you can see calls by day, calls by hour, CSR call count. So here, that really helps the practice manager scheduling for the amount of people out front, overflow, look at how the call flow is going and so forth. So there's many different things that, you know, we try to make sure we're educating the clinics on their phones, on their IT, on their network, because it's so important. But, you know, my heart, I hold my heart especially for the CSRs because, like I said, they're on the front lines all the time dealing with the clients and really, really have the hard, I feel they have the hardest job. Not taking anything away from you, Doc,
yeah,
but CSRs have the hardest job, you know?
Yeah. No, absolutely. I totally get it. But I just think that that's a huge step in the right direction of workflow utilization. And just, you know, I talk a lot about VIP in my lectures about the eye. Everybody's important to understand that. But what you're doing now is it's individualized care. And that's what everybody really wants to feel, that, you know, customized. Oh my God, you already know it's a boy, because you know how many times I'm like, oh, how's she doing? It's a boy. They really,
yeah.
You know, so all those little things go a long way.
Well, think about this, Doc. Think about how many Smiths a large clinic might have, right?
Yes.
So it doesn't matter if you call in and say Smith. Now I got to ask your first name. Now with us being associated with the phone number, you're pulling the exact Smith up with the exact dog. You're not having to ask 50 more questions. It's instantaneous.
Yeah, that's amazing. So speaking about that then, so moving forward, where do you see the industry going with the ever-evolving technology?
Well, like I said, I see more and more cloud PIMS, which is great. There's a lot of AI interaction with that, helping the CSRs, helping the staff manage clients. A lot of apps now too, which has been great. We do see a lot of integrations with our phones and PIMS, and whether it's x-rays, whatever out there, we're seeing more and more integrations, especially because AI is starting to come into play more and more. And the one thing I would touch on, if for clinics out there that are thinking of going to a cloud FIMS, please make sure you get 2 internet connections. People tend to forget, Doc, that unlike if I have Cornerstone and my internet goes down, I'm still connected to Cornerstone. But if I have EasyVet and I lose internet, I have no EasyVet. So we best practices, we try to make sure our clinics are getting two separate internet connections. So if one goes down, they're always connected to EasyVet and the phones or whatever PIMS they have.
That's a really good point, especially with all these crazy storms that we have throughout the country. I'll never forget the practice that I was at when we had horrible thunderstorms. We lost power and we had no server and we were so busy. I mean, clients are accommodating. I get it. Don't get me wrong with it. But it's annoying knowing, like, I wish that we could have a backup system to your point, because here we are, we're handwriting everything down. We're trying to write, and we just had a pile by the end of the night of like, what we did, like, was it the left ear, the right ear, you know, like all those different things. But so that's a really great tip. So thank you for sharing that. So my question is, let's talk about Fetchit. What is it?
So it's our phone software integration that works with all the PIMS out there. So what happens is when the phone rings, excuse me, there's going to be a blue or red bubble that pops up on the CSR screen. If it's a blue bubble, it's associated with your PIMS. All the CSR has to do is click that bubble, and it will pull the client record right up. So we've patented and trademarked that. There's some other people out there say they have integration where they're actually only pulling the name and number. Ours actually pulls the record. So on average, we're saving about a minute and a half per phone call. The reporting that I told you about is huge. We also have call history, which if I'm a CSR and let's say I worked with 4 clients, now there's a little lull in the business and now I can go back and I go, oops, I don't remember Dr. Christman's, where his folder and file is. All I have to do is go to the call records, click on it, and it's going to pull your record back up for me, Doc. I don't have to like toggle through, type your name, type your pet name. So the integration's been really, really great. The CSRs love it because now I don't have to ask you, how do you spell your name? What's your pet's name? What's your phone number? I don't have to type any of that information. It's right there. So when I tell you that, you know, that client touch, where you talk about the one-on-one service, that's where you really knock it out of the park because, man, it's right there. I've opened the door now for that 5-star Google review, right? Right from the beginning.
And, you know, I also talk about internal and external customer service. And this is a really good point. I just want to pause for a second to the listeners because, you know, who you do business with on the inside of your clinic is just as important as who you do business with your clients. So, for example, think of your reference labs, like who works really great with you. And I do want to give you a shout out for Schultz because you guys really put that customizable care in. You to the listeners, they will come on site, demonstrate any questions, troubleshoot. It's not just like an email and it goes into the iCloud and you're waiting or whatever. It's a very, very personalized experience, which I really want to give you mad props for that, because in 2024 and 25, it's not easy to do that. But tell the listeners more about that, because if there's issues, you do on-site demonstration, excuse me. And if there's any concerns, like you'll be happy to help and assist.
Thank you for that shout out, Doc. So
yeah.
First, I'm going to start by saying no technology is perfect and we're not a perfect company, but we strive for perfection. And as the doc stated, you know, our core values are, you know, client first, work ethic, communication, reputation, professionalism, and teamwork. And we really believe in those, and especially our client service. So if you have a clinic out there, Doc, to your point for on-site service, we go on site and we do a site survey. We'll look at the infrastructure, all free of charge to the client. Again, of course, we want their business, but we want to do right by them. If they're not eligible for a VoIP phone system, if they have crappy internet, we're not going to sell it to them because we did that site survey. We want them to feel the phone. We want them to touch the phone. We want to look at their infrastructure. We want to look at the network and tell them, here's where you need to fix things. These things are good and these things can wait. Our clinics love it because they know we're not out there. We're not used car salespeople. We're not trying to sell them a bag of goods. We're really trying to make them a better clinic in their neighborhoods. make them more efficient and better for their team.
Yeah. I love that. I think of, you know, I'm laughing because, you know, veterinarians were so picky about our stethoscope or needle holders. And I know the CSRs are very picky about their phones. And I think part of it is, to your point, when you come into the clinic, it's something new, you know, change can be scary for people. There's a learning curve associated with it. But I remember when you guys go into clinics, like you really chat with them about that. You walk them through everything, every possible scenario outcome that can happen.
So let's take the phones, for example. If they decide to go with us for phones, we're out there. We do a live demo for them and whoever else. So we always ask to have, like, maybe the lead CSR, doctor, whoever. We want them to touch the phones, feel the phones.
Yeah.
We say, and to your point, Doc, and I'm going to laugh now because I look right at the doctor and the owner, if they're the same person, whatever, and the practice manager. I go, look, I love you guys, but I love the CSRs more. If they're not happy with the phones, they're going to bitch to you, and then you're going to bitch. I want them to be happy. And it's all about functionality. They have to like it. They have to buy in, and they have to want it, right? So if they're bought in, and they understand we're there to help.
Right.
Everybody's buying
it. Yeah, I do. I think it's a home run. I really do. So where can they learn more information about Schultz and all the great offerings that are available?
So they go to our website. So it's schultztechnology.com. So it's S-C-H-U-L-T-Z technology.com. And we are 24/7, 365, to your point, Doc, that our clinics love that because we have 24-hour hospitals. We have clinics. We are nationwide. So you will always get somebody to talk to and fix your problem and work through it. And also they can call us at any time. And our corporate office number is 877-495-6204. And I'll repeat that one more time. It's 877-495-6204.
And before we close, I'm curious to get your opinion on this is about security. You talked about this, you know, both, you know, cybersecurity and physical security. Are you seeing your experience? Are a lot of practices getting more of that? Is there more concern? The cameras, for instance, are there cameras on, say, the controlled drug box or parking lots? Like, what does that look like now?
So Doc, on average, the clinics are covering at least the QBEX or controlled drug area, employee entrance, front door or lobby, and then some in the parking lot. We have some clinics that put cameras everywhere. And I do want to stress this. It's not that you don't trust your staff. It's about you're protecting your staff. And the reason I say that is we have a clinic in Seattle that does dental. Their new building, we put cameras in from beginning to end because they got sued because a person said, you abused my dog. They were never going to have that happen again. So from when you start from the building in and out, you see that patient when they come in and when they leave. So there's no doubt you did not abuse that puppy or dog or whatever the case may be. And then to the other point, on physical security, all of our clinics are getting panic buttons behind the front desk for an emergency. And if I'm a vet technician and I'm walking outside taking a patient to a car, I have a remote panic button. You know, that's for protecting your staff. It's not, you don't trust your clients or anything, but it's for protection and ease of mind.
Right.
Yes, physical security and network security, firewalls, basic, even I would tell people on here, get a basic firewall, something to protection, and some backups. But those things, especially on the physical building, Doc, cameras and panics have gone through the roof. All of our clinics are doing it. And to your point on controlled drugs, there's been a lot of talk. You know, I've seen DEA talking at some of the vet shows and so forth. It's becoming more and more prevalent because you do have controlled drugs and they want to make sure they're secure.
Right. So. 100%. I love that you said that too, control, and it's not like monitoring them, big brother, but it is protecting you in case there is an incident that happens and you have documentation of it. So yeah, no, I that's what I'm hearing in my neck of the woods too, that it is because sometimes it's, you want to avoid that he said, she said kind of a thing. And you have that documentation that's there. So excellent. Yeah. Well, to the listeners, if you ever want to meet Baron and his team, they are with us at our Fetch conferences. They are so approachable, so fun and down to earth. They will be your new friend just to hang out with and break bread with and just get to learn more about technology. I'm not really big at like bursting it, but they teach me so much when I hang out with them at their booth. And so thank you for all the great work that you do for our profession.
Thanks, Doc. Appreciate you.
Yes, Baron Schultz, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in. And we'll see you next time right here on the Vet Blast Podcast. Take care, everybody. Thank you for listening to the Vet Blast Podcast with me, Dr. Adam Christman. Tune in next time. Remember, take care of your animals and always stay pawsome.